I slept at that time, they gave me, because that was extra, I slept midships, below the saloon. It was, I'd say about this big, and there was four of us in there.
Wow.
Not, just enough room to stand up and get out.
So the bunks were stacked, one on top of the
other? Two.
Two and two.
Yeah. It was, and because it was a temporary thing, because they had extra people on board, and so that they put that down there for me. Mm-hmm. It was nice, only it was below, it was warm enough, but there was no fresh air, you know.
Yeah.
And again, I thought that was lonely. You know what I mean? There's your bed and that's it.
Right.
I had a locker and that was it. Good. So I had to get the fireman up. I had to get up at 6 and get the fireman up for 8 o'clock and stuff like that. Take the food and then get the rest of the firemen that hadn't been on watch, get their food, and also get the 12 to 4 men up and make sure that, and later on the 4 to 8 guys would get their food. And it's like you say, get their food. It's not like this.
Yeah.
They ate up front in the bow. I had to go to the galley midships to get that food.
Straight from the kitchen and then bring it to them.
Did you ever find out how to get the food when in the ships alone?
No.
They had tin pans, about 4 or 5 of them, with a big handle, like potatoes and meat and dessert and soup.
Yeah.
They get it all in there. And I'd go to the galley.
Stacked up top.
Stacked up in a little handle.
Yeah.
And I would walk to the front of the ship, where they had a table about that big, with a wooden bench, bare wood, no back. This ship was made in 1920. They're not giving seamen any comfort. Oh yeah, they'll take their labour, they won't take their comfort.
Right.
Give them comfort.
Give them comfort, yeah.
But on the Dutch ship, because they're away from home, I guess they were being treated and monitored by their consul, so therefore the food was good. Very good. The men, because they were away from home, they realized that they couldn't go back.
Right.
So they were kind of family. They treated me great. They were nice, polite. All of them could speak some English.
Mm-hmm.
Some better than others, but they all want to talk to me.
Right.
They made me like a friend.
How old were they, generally?
Oh, they were from low 20s up to about 50, 59, something like that.
And what kind of food, what did they have?
Oh, anything. the chef there, big fat guy, and he had a helper, about 25. Most of the guys in the beginning had been fishermen, so they were used to the sea, and then they gravitated to the deep sea. And well, now they're in there, they did no more fishing. So they were very good. The food they got, steak and all that, turkey and chicken, beautiful. You get fish, pieces of fish, you put a big pan there, put the butter in there, get the butter real hot, and cook the fish in there. Don't have to too much cooking for the fish. It was good. I say it was good eating. I think I threw more food overboard than what they ate, because they don't want to take the food back to galley. They expect you to eat it.
Right.
And at the end of the day, we didn't have a refrigerator. Yeah, place to put stock, but it won't keep. They could save it for a few hours, but I'd have to turn in and throw it overboard.
Yeah.
So you could take a big chunk of fish and throw it in the air, and a seagull could come down. There were different kinds of seagulls. Some were with the ship all the time. Not the same ones, they had to be different. But you could throw a piece of fish up and it would go down and land on the ocean. and working it all the time.